podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, Simon has gotten in contact with us, and here's what he wrote to us. Hi, my name is Simon, and I'm living and working in Ireland for years, but I still can't believe how easy it is to get free housing. That's basically what he said. He says, for 12 years, me and my wife were living with another six people so we could save enough money for a deposit to buy our own house. Last year, we managed to do that. But recently, I started to see building sites all around us and I found out that they will be social houses. All these new houses will be for people and most of them never worked a day in their life. I don't understand this, says Simon. And he's on the line. Simon, what made you decide to write to us?
No, it's just that basically I live in Ireland for 13 years and some things just not make any sense. And as I said yesterday when we found out about that, we were talking in discussion and like, can someone please explain me how this is possible? It's like in Ireland you have this, it's nearly the life, you're promoting this lifestyle. Be lazy, don't work, don't go to school, make a couple of kids, and there you go, you're going to get a brand new house. Like, where is the sense?
Okay, so tell me your situation. You're originally from Lithuania.
I am.
And 13 years ago, you decided to make Ireland your home. Why did you decide to come here?
My ma came over because there was just basically very bad conditions back home. And after a couple of years, me and my sister came over. So, and then as I said, like, I think the rent, we came in Ireland, it was 2006. And I think in 2009, the rents went high, like now. Mm-hmm. And basically, at that time, I was in the school. I had to drop out of the school just basically because we were renting two-bedroom apartment just to help my ma to basically pay the rent. And then after, we decided, well, listen, we want to get our own place. But then the rent and everything, the cost of living in Ireland is quite expensive. So we managed to get a couple of friends and basically we were renting the house, eight people, for a bedroom house in Dublin. And that's the
and that was that was the only way you could survive. You to leave school, I assume, get out and work, and the only way that you could put a roof over your head was sharing with eight other people. Well, eight people altogether.
Yeah, because it's just that back in Lithuania, we teach that don't expect anything from the government. Try get your ass out there. There is work, and try to do everything what you can. And don't ask for, you know, from the help from the government unless it's really, really, really necessary. But I think many, many people in Ireland is just kind of, you have to. I know I was reading a couple of the messages on the Facebook. It's nearly like any constitution has to be the roof over the head. Well, listen. I can't understand that thing. And
okay, so for the last 13 years, living here in Ireland, you have never claimed welfare and have worked for most of that time, even though you were only a young fellow when you came over here.
I was working as a part-time, I think, for 2 years while I was in school. And then it was the sixth year of school. But as I said, then the rents were just going through the roof. And we kind of thought that, you know, well, it's becoming very, very hard. So I had to drop off the school and get a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you started working full-time and have been working ever since. Never claimed welfare.
Never a day in my life, no.
Okay, now, you, over that period of time, you've obviously been saving. And finally, after years and years of saving, you managed to get your own place last year.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Well, congratulations, it is a great sense of achievement when you get your own place. Okay, so that's brilliant. You finally managed to buy your own house with a mortgage like everyone else. Mm-hmm. But of late, it has started to... So obviously, you've scrimped and saved in order to get this house over your head. You now have your own place to live, a little small bungalow, and everything's going well. Until lately, something has started to bother you, which is...
Yeah, basically, I started to notice around whatever was the green area, the parks and everything, they started putting the fences. And I was asking one of my neighbors yesterday, I said, what's the story in here? And he says, oh, they're building brand new houses, and I heard some of them is going to be a social housing. And I says, what kind of houses are they building? Oh, they're going to be a brand new A-class, energy sufficient, and they're going to have a solar panels on that stuff. And I was like, are you for real? I saved all my, I haven't been on holidays for probably the last 6 years. I say, I saved every single penny to get a mortgage, to get this little house. I would like to get a bigger house, but I just can't afford it. I have a kid, I would like to get a second kid, but as again, I can't afford it. And some people is just, you know what, let's go on social. They're going to provide everything for us because they have to.
So you see a situation where, I suppose you're thinking to yourself, Jesus, I'd have been better off being unemployed.
Oh, yeah, because my we have a small kid, and basically we have to go over our heads because the crisis in this country is another fucking story. Sorry, it's another story. So basically me and my wife have to go over the heads trying to organize who's going to mind the baby, and she's working, I'm working, I'm starting at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and all this stuff. And it's just, I would rather stay at the home, you know, and mind the kids. Like, I'm only seeing my kid for probably for 2-3 hours a day because I'm working 11 hours per day. And I would rather sit at home, watch the way the kid's growing, and, you know, and it's just, it doesn't make sense for me.
Okay, now let's compare your home country, Lithuania. You left 13 years ago. The country was in a bit of a mess. Things are a little bit better in Lithuania now. What is the situation in your country with regard to social housing?
Social housing is you're going into the queue, okay? And first of all, it's very, very, very hard to get a social housing in the capital, because I think to live in the capital is kind of, well, it's a capital, okay? It's the capital of the country, so everything is more expensive. So basically, you most likely, if you're going to get something, it's going to be somewhere down the country, because there's empty houses and everything, and then you're going, and then you're applying. But sometimes, unfortunately, they're going to tell you, well, listen, nothing we can do about that. There is no social housing. You have to stay with your family or your friends, and we will be in contact with you after a couple of months and see if there's any progress with that. But it's just in this country, we're not getting that. Government has to give us. We're not getting that. The government has to give us everything. It's just like, that's what I can't understand.
Okay, so in Lithuania there is social housing, but it certainly wouldn't be of the standard that a lot of social housing here in Ireland would be, and you certainly it would be very difficult to get social housing in Vilnius, which is the capital of Lithuania. It'd be very, very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
So you're out in the countryside, and the standard of social housing wouldn't be as good as if you bought your own house.
I know, and they would get a social housing. It would be kind of in rough shape, so they would have to put their own money to, you know, to repainting, doing this, doing that. But in this country, it's just, everything has to be perfect and give it to you. Like, I can't understand.
I'm about to go to a caller in a second who believes that everybody is entitled to a roof over their head, whether they can afford it or not. What do you say to that?
Well, as I said, I agree with that. The way it is in Ireland, yes, I agree. But brand new house, like, you have to be serious. Like, I'm a truck driver for the living, and I'm driving all around the country, and I'm seeing these, you know, ghost estates, what you call them. And, like, the government's supposed to kind of maybe spend money on them, and they already have kind of built, so it won't cost as much as to build a house from the scratch. So, and by the way, if like some unemployed people on social, like they have no intention to get the work. So what's the point to get the social welfare check down somewhere in the country or in Dublin? In Dublin, it's the capital. It's expensive to live here, and it's that's the way it is.
Okay, some people in social housing want to live in Dublin because their family supports are around them. You know, they don't want to go down to Carrick-on-Shannon. They want to live in Dublin. Can you not understand that?
I know, but like, maybe I want to live in Lithuania 2,000 kilometres away because there's my family, but it's just, I can't afford it. I'm living where I can afford it, and It's like a social people on social sometimes look like they dictate the rules. The government's supposed to dictate the rules, and the people who pay taxes are supposed to dictate the rules, because we paying for those houses, we paying for their social, And sometimes it just looks like they don't want to work. They just want to sit all there at home and basically get the money. And I think a couple of weeks ago we were on the radio about the graffitis and how a few callers said, well, listen, why these people who are on social couldn't go and for a couple of hours clean the graffitis? And then the caller was, oh, no, no, it's not their graffitis. What are they doing? Nothing all day and they're getting money for that. In every single work, if you're working, you're getting paid for that. In social, you're getting money for nothing.
I know, but you do live in a situation, Simon, that if, God forbid, you should lose your job, you too would be able to claim social welfare. I mean,
I know that. But I probably would be talking more about the long-term unemployment. I understand the short one, but the long-term, like most of these, and I was reading the comments on the Facebook, and it says, well, you have your own house and they won't. But most likely, when they're going to get their foot into that house, they're going to stay there till they're probably going to be dead. So it's like their own house, but I understand it's owned by the government, by the county council.
But essentially, it's a roof over your head for life.
Yeah, yeah. And they're probably going to pay, I don't know how much you're paying, like probably 50 or 60 a week when we have to pay your mortgages.
As a matter of interest, how much is your mortgage?
It's 750.
750. Okay, so you bought a small property. It's not a mansion by any means. It's a small bungalow.
I couldn't afford that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a small bungalow, but it's your own. Well, it's not. It's probably the banks.
It's the banks. Yeah. It's going to be my own after 34 years. So.
Right. Okay. All right, Simon. Stay there for one second. I'm going to take some calls in on this and see how many people agree with what you're saying. Simon is originally from Lithuania. He's lived in Ireland since he was a young fella. He was still at school when he came to Ireland. But for the last 10, 12 years, he's been working hard. He even left school early in order to get a job to survive. Anyhow, all these years later, he finally last year afforded to buy his own gaff. He has a small little bungalow, has a mortgage on it, and finally has a roof over his head. And the point he's making is recently he started to see building sites all around them and found out that they're to be used for social housing. All these new houses will be for people and most of them never worked a day in their life. I don't understand this. And he was saying, as you may have heard, that in Lithuania, for example, where he's from, yes, they do have social housing, but you will be hard-pressed to get social housing in the capital, in Vilnius. And you end up in kind of substandard accommodation, possibly and most likely outside the main cities. Sarah Louise, you're on 98FM. Hi, Sarah Louise.
Hiya.
He's basically saying that we're too generous with social housing here.
Too generous?
Yeah.
Has he seen the waiting list for social housing, first of all? And secondly, not everybody on social housing is on social welfare. And if they are, it's not just because they're not working. There could be people with disabilities, carers, a lot of other things. And also working class families are entitled to social housing too. And not all new builds go to all social housing. A percentage of them does, fair enough. And fair play to him, working and owning his own home. At least he can do that. A lot of people would love to be able to do that, but they can't.
Why can't they? This guy was saving for 10 years.
Okay, but you have a lot of carers, Jeremy, who have young children with disabilities
and stuff like that. I know there are always cases. You're asking me why can't they?
Because there is reasons behind a lot of people. Not everyone out there on social welfare doesn't want to work or can't be asked to get off there to go to work.
I know, but the point that he's making is it would appear that in this country you are possibly better off not working, that you'll get a house eventually. You might have to wait a long time, but you'll
better
eventually
off not
get one.
Working. Social welfare, like, fair enough, people get money off social welfare and stuff like that for whatever reason, but they struggle as well. It's not like, people are
okay,
talking about getting 1,000 euro a week in fairness. They don't.
Simon, let me bring you back in on this. It's no bed of roses for people who are...
It's not a bed of roses. Like, people have to answer to the social welfare as well. There's bloody... don't mean to course, sorry. But, these are reasons why the ZTEC jobs pack. People are being sent to all these places to look for work.
Okay, Simon, what do you say to that? Firstly, there's a very long waiting list for social housing. But secondly, it's no bed of roses. People have genuine reasons that they are in receipt of social housing.
Oh, I know that, because I wasn't on the social housing list as well. I think it was for nine or ten years, and then I was rejected because apparently I was making too much money. But like, and I'm not saying that all the people, like some of the people are really genuine, and they're supposed to get a social housing and ASAP, but there is a people who basically who kind of goes around the rules, goes around the law, and.
But you get that in any aspect of life. Working class or not working class, people break the rules. People go out and rob. People go out and take drugs. Whatever. You get that no matter whether you're working or not working. So you can't really come and say that, you know, it's all people on social welfare that are doing all this and that and the other. It's not.
But can you see why it annoys them? And lots of other people, I have to tell you, Sarah Louise, with the reaction that we're getting, that somebody, and not necessarily even not working, but, you know, here's a guy who spent 10 years saving, and it annoys him that he's got...
And fair play to him, Jeremy, that he could do that, and I really do say, mean it when I say fair play to him, but there is genuine people out there who cannot save, who can't go out to work at the moment, and you're asking them to move out of Dublin, which is where they've been born, raised, reared, and everything else, their kids go to school, or whatever the case may be, and they don't want to move down to the country.
Yeah, but hang on, Sarah Louise.
Hang on for a second. All over.
Forgive the expression, but beggars can't be choosers, and if you can't afford to live in Dublin, then sadly you might have to move out of Dublin.
Well, why though?
Hang on for one second, Sarah Louise. The problem is that Dublin is the most expensive part of the country, as is every capital city. You just heard Simon saying.
So why can't the government then cap and do something about Dublin with the rents? The rents in Dublin are mad money. The government are the ones in power. They can easily try and cap rents in Dublin to match the rest of the country, but they choose not to.
All right, stay there for one second. Let me bring in some more calls on this. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98, and the lines are literally hopping here with people wanting to get involved in this. Anna is in Balbriggan. You're on 98FM, Anna. How are you?
Hiya, how are you? Good morning.
Now, you're originally from Spain.
Yeah.
And you agree with what Simon is saying here?
100%.
Why?
100% agree, because I see it every day. I speak to people every day that haven't worked a day in their lives. And they have children, and their children are seeing exactly what their parents are doing. They don't go to work. They don't get up in the morning. They don't have a routine that they have to go to work and work to pay bills, work to pay mortgage. So the children are not seeing that. So therefore, that new generation of children are going to do exactly the same. They're going to go to school and then go at 18 years old or 16, whatever the age is, they're going to go sign, get the money from the social welfare and continue on. And I'm not saying 100% is going to happen too. Like, let's say 10 kids out of 10 kids. But I can guarantee you that six children out of 10 are going to do that. And it's because they see it in their families.
Okay, so history just keeps repeating itself.
Yes. And because, unfortunately, the Irish government gives all the facilities. Like, I understand what the other lady is saying, that some people genuinely can't go to work. I see that as well. There's a lot of people with disabilities. A lot of people are not in a position to go to work every day. But to the people that we have to go to work every day, pay a huge amount of taxes out of every paycheck. It's an insult that these people are at home, perfectly healthy, young, able to go to work, and they don't go to work. And they get, like Simon is saying, brand new houses. It doesn't matter where, Dublin, Cork, Donegal, it doesn't matter where. It's a new house that you didn't have to work for, that you don't have to pay a mortgage on every month. You know,
okay, you do still have to pay rent.
Yeah, you have to pay rent, but it's nothing compared to what somebody with a mortgage pays. You know, and then they get all these...
So you also believe that you also believe, Anna, that in terms of social housing, we here in Ireland are far too generous.
Yeah, too generous. Okay, well, not only social housing, it's for everything.
Okay, what is the situation in Spain with regard to social housing?
We're pretty much similar to Lithuania. You'll go into a waiting list and then you're in a draw. You're not in a list. You're in a draw. So you could be in a draw for like 50 years of your life and your name might not come out. And then you can't choose where you're going to live. They give you a property and you take it or you don't take it. So you can't choose, I want to say, I want to live in Madrid or I want to live in Bilbao. Or no, they give you a place and that's where you have to go.
All right, so you can't refuse it.
Oh, you can refuse it if you want, but then you'll be back in the draw and your name might not come on again for another, I don't know, 100 years or whatever, you know?
Right, OK. Because yeah. I was interested to see in the news only earlier on today that at the moment anyone who rejects two offers is suspended from the waiting list for a year. You're saying in Spain, if you turn down one house, you're back to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, back to the bottom, back to the draw.
Back to the draw, right. So it's just like a lottery, essentially.
Yeah, it's like a lottery. Yeah, I mean, like, for example, my parents in Spain at the moment are on that draw, but they've been on it for years and years and years, and their name has never come up, you know, so...
Right, okay. So we're far too generous here, then.
Yeah, so, but my parents, like that, they both work, and they both, like, they're renting at the moment, so they both pay rent, which is nearly as much as my mortgage here. So therefore, me and my two sisters, the three of us learned that we have to work hard to get something. And the three of us own property now because we know how hard it is. Do you know?
So do you think we make it too easy
for
people not to get a mortgage, to hang around on the housing list?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second, Anna. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
You see, this is what's wrong with this country. It's people like her getting on, moaning, oh, I need this, I need that, I want this. People can't move out of here. Like, shut up. Get out and work. I'm okay with people with disabilities, carers, getting houses for their family members, stuff like that, or poor unfortunate mothers that are stuck with two or three kids, no father. Yeah, them. But people on their own, coming from working class, no. Get up, like the rest of us, get out, earn it, and, like, work for it. That's what I think. I'm fully behind the guy there from Lithuania. I bought a house 10 years ago, private estate, everything nice, and like that, 2 or 3 years ago, with the field next door to it. They just built loads of social housing, put loads of families in it. Like, there's travellers in it, there's horse boxes everywhere. Like, it's an absolute joke. And you're talking about 10 or 15 feet away from this private estate where I'm breaking me back for. Like, it's an absolute joke. Get a job, I'd say to her.
All right. Sarah Louise, that's actually directed at you. What do you say to that?
Look, I do agree in a sense with him of a case of where people are genuinely just not asked to go out and get a job. I understand that. But don't, well, you can't direct it at me, in fairness, because he doesn't know my situation. But I mean, you can't just tar everybody in. So my point is, they're all targeting social housing as this, that, and the other. You can't, because there's so many people in so many different circumstances. People that have genuinely never worked a day in their life, have no kids, have no responsibilities. I fully agree with. Fair enough. Go out and get a job. But that's down to the government as well to get them out to work.
I've been unemployed myself.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go on.
I've been unemployed myself with kids. Only 10 weeks after having a baby, I was sent to DTEC to look for work. Now, as it turns out, I'm actually a carer to my young son with severe disabilities. But I would love to get out and work. But parents like ourselves, who are carers, genuinely, do a talk show on the state of the services for children with special needs and adults even with special needs. The services are a joke. If the services were there, more people would get out and be able to get a job because there'd be more specialised schools and everything else.
Do me a favour, Sarah Louise. I have to take a quick break, but I'll come back to you. Stay on the line there for a minute. And Simon, I'll come back to you in a moment. I'd love to hear from you on this. It's a huge reaction. We're back in just a second. Andrew, you're on 98FM. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Now, Andrew, what did you want to say on this?
My daughter there has three little girls, and she couldn't afford to stay in Dublin.
Hmm.
So she moved out of Dublin, and they bought a house down in Cavan.
I'm
pretty proud of them that they did that, you know, because they were renting in Dublin.
Hmm. No, and I was about to say, as have thousands of Dubs had to move down to...
Yeah. I think what that lad is saying there about buying his house and everybody else is getting a free house, I'd see it around me myself. I think it's disgraceful. I think if they're doing houses, why not build them down in Cavan and parts of the country and give them to these people and offer them? And they should only get the two offers and be put down the bottom of the list. As the girl from Spain says to you, one offer is enough and then they don't get it.
Mm. Yeah, no, like, I'd never realised it was like a lottery system over there that you just get put into a draw. There's no housing list per se.
No housing list. Yeah, it's a great idea.
You get drawn out and then you get offered a house, and if you refuse it, you go down the bottom of the list.
Yes, 100% agree with it.
All right, but do you not think, though, Andrew, that everybody has a right to a roof over their head, whether they can afford it or not?
Well, I can understand about the roof over your head. I can understand about having a bed to sleep in. But what are we talking about? There's people here living in Dublin in hotels. Are they homeless? Like, I'm talking about a person that's in the fields, sleeping in a tent. I class them as homeless.
As a matter of interest, Andrew, this is one of the things I've often heard from people. I don't want to move down to Cavan. I don't know anyone down in Cavan, blah, blah, blah. Is your daughter happy in Cavan?
She's very, well, at the start, we were looking, and we sat in the way for a bit. We didn't want her to move, but they made her choice up, and it was the best thing they did for their three girls. And the girls can go out and play and enjoy themselves, and they have a lovely home, and they own the home, and they're doing fairly well for themselves.
Good for them. All right, stay there for a second, Andrew. Let me go to Jeanette is in Monkstown. You're on 98FM, Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You yourself are in a council house after waiting 18 years to get one.
Yes, Adrian. 18 years I was waiting to get a council house. I left school when I was 15 and went straight into work, and I've been working every day since. So it's not only people on social welfare that get free houses. And when you say free houses, it's not free. I pay top rent here because I work full time.
And when you say top rent, what's top rent?
Well, you're talking close to €100 a week.
Now, I know there are people screaming at the radio when they hear €100 a week. Because there are very few places you can rent in Dublin for €100.
I understand that completely.
That's £400 a month. Some people are renting properties for £2,000 a month.
Yeah, I understand that. My daughter is in the same situation. She lives in Carrigmyons and she pays €1,500 a month in a one-bed apartment.
Okay, so you say you're paying top rent. You're not really.
Yeah, for a council house, I am. It's based on your income.
A house is a house, though.
Yeah, I know that. And I waited 18 years. But he's saying that it's people on social welfare that get free houses. I worked all my life since I was 15.
Okay,
I've paid plenty of taxes, plenty of PRSI. Do you know what I mean? So he's wrong in saying that.
So you qualified why? How did you qualify for a social house?
Well, I got pregnant at an early age, and you can put your name down. Anybody can put their name down on a council list. Anybody can.
Okay, somebody just texted in this second. Listening to that lady, you could write the book. I got pregnant at a young age.
Yeah, and I went out to work. I didn't claim any social welfare.
So again, I'll ask the question, how were you entitled to a social house?
Because you're allowed to put your name down on the council list, and that's what I done.
Is it because you had a child, or is it because you were on low income, or what?
No, anybody can put their name on the council list. You don't have to have a child. A couple with no children can put their name down on the housing list. There's plenty of people around where I live that have no children, that have one bed council houses. So it's not only for people that have children. It's not only for people that are on social welfare.
Simon, I know listening to this, you're probably thinking to yourself, I shouldn't have bothered. I shouldn't have bothered going for my mortgage. I should have just put my name in the housing list and left it there.
We teach to try to do yourself, like, everything. And the government's not there to support you, like, but Irish people don't understand that.
Okay, what do you say to that, Jeanette? The government's not there to support you. It's up to you to support yourself.
Well, I have supported myself all my life, but I was never in a position to be able to afford a mortgage. I went out and I worked 40, maybe 45, 50 hours a week. Do you know what I mean?
So, and why didn't you do what Simon did and saved all those years?
Because I was a single mother and I was rearing my daughter on my own. So, and I was trying to get out to work, get people to mind her. So I couldn't save for a mortgage.
Okay, he was saying that, you know, the government isn't there to support you. I have gotten a lashing of messages from people saying that woman is not living in the real world. €400 a month is not real rent.
Okay, well, there's over 150 houses where I live, and most of us are in the same position. So are they not living in the real world?
Okay, stay there for one second, because Christoph, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you arrived into Ireland from Poland in 2005 with absolutely nothing.
No, it's just what we had only, it was a third level education. My parents looked after us very well in Poland, and they've been supporting us, me and my wife, obviously from the different family, but the same setup in the family, making sure that you have a third level education, you can speak few languages and...
Very good,
go,
okay.
Right?
So you arrived at least with an education.
Yes, exactly. So, and believe it or not, we started to work in Tesco. My wife started to work in Pop, being basically a waitress, because we wanted to, just to start effectively and improve our language. And after 2 years, we started to do our professional job. So my wife did join the bank, and I did go to work in logistics.
Okay,
and,
so
and that's what it was. Yeah.
You arrived here in 2005 with nothing but an education. Where are you now? What is your what is your situation now?
Basically, I have we have purchased in 2013 a lovely four bed house in the south side of Dublin, and I have my own business now, and I'm working for myself. And the reason why I put the message through is I don't want to brag, or I don't want to basically highlight the fact that it's possible, but I would like to show that it is possible to achieve whatever you want if you're putting an effort into education. And that's why I do believe that a lot of struggling families, they should be identified, and the children from the families, they should be true to the system of the proper education, because believe me, it works very, very well. If you're in a position that you can basically choose where you want to live, you see, because we both with my wife speak also German, so we can pack and go to
okay,
Germany.
But that all comes down to the point that you made originally, that you arrived to Ireland with nothing but an education.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to achieve. Obviously, what I'm trying to put across. The thing is, obviously, in my view, it's critical to understand that nobody should get nothing for free. Everybody should work. And what I'm saying is, of course, as the caller saying, listen, everybody's situation is different. I accept that. And I would never be, I would never see anybody. I would never like to see anybody without the roof over their heads. But I would like to make it a little bit more challenging and difficult to do it.
Because,
as Simon said...
Well, now, 18 years on a housing list is fairly challenging, in fairness.
Well, I don't know what was the previous caller's situation, but it is not easy. I accept that. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying only to be against the lifestyle that no work, basically never worked before, and children see that.
Okay, and people, and that was the point that Simon was making earlier on, that people shouldn't be rewarded for doing nothing, essentially. Simon, I'm going to leave the last word on this to you. It's been a very interesting conversation. A lot of people agreeing wholeheartedly with you, others saying it's not quite as simple as it is. The question I want to ask you, just to wrap this up, is now that you have your own house, and after all of those years of hard work, are you happy now?
I am, yeah.
Okay. You're working hard. You're paying your mortgage. What do you say to people who would label you a begrudger?
Same, I guess. You can call me a racist, so I don't care.
Right, fair enough. All right. Simon, we appreciate you getting in contact with us, and thanks for raising your issue on 98FM.
Thanks very much.
Good
appreciate
to talk to you. All right, there you go. One of the busiest reactions we've had to a subject for quite a long time. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy. We're here till midday today.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.